Welcome to another episode of The Motley Brew Show. The train wreck rolls on. Hop aboard, grab a drink, and take a ride with the knuckleheads on The Motley Brew Show.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Broopies?
What's going on, laddie?
What are you doing? We're just chilling on spring break. The Motley Brew Show is on spring break. But one thing I did here, laddie, I scrambled up some of our best of what are you drinking segment. I know your favorite thing.
My favorite thing to do. All right, I hope it didn't take too long.
No, but you know what, actually, when we do this, we kind of hatch some of our best, you know, like little ball busting and riffing during that. So
our ADD takes over. It's hard to get through this, man. And you know what's funny about this? I was the one that suggested that we do this, and I don't like it. we gotta speed it up, man, or stay on task, one or the other.
Here, kick back, folks. Grab your favorite drink, grab a couple of them, and hang with us on the Brew Show. And don't forget to tell us what you're drinking. Break us off an email to motleybrewshow@gmail.com, lowercase, and let us know what you think.
Hey, happy spring break, fuckheads.
Holla!
First off, I got to say cheers to all of us. And cheers to keeping this freaking shit show going for two full years.
I know. I can't believe it, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Salute, boys.
That's nice koozie, here, by the way.
Here, here. So what do you think? You want to keep going, everyone?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so, 12 more years, man.
All right, here we go.
I thought you meant, keep going with what we're having.
Here, you know what, Al?
Yeah, so what are we having tonight?
Give me 8 more years, and then that'll get me to 65, and then hopefully we'll get, like, some money from somebody, and I can live on my $618 a month.
Yeah.
Someone's
Social Security.
No, that was his Brew Show process.
Yeah, those are my Brew Show royalties.
Oh, yeah.
That far outweighs the Social Security that I'll probably get.
Yeah. He wasn't here last week, but Frank accused you of making a shitload of money off us, and we don't even know.
Nah, that was Al. See how he fucking rolls through?
No,
actually, Feeky said it. He said, you know what? I think he makes
he's
money
taking
off
all his fucking advice and
no, he said he's making money it. Off us, and we just don't know it. That's when Bill
shitty,
asked us
were.
If we if we report our
earnings. That's right.
Yeah, we're like, hey, Biggie handles all the financials and stuff like that, and then you said, hey,
he's our hopefully he's not like our FTX chairman. You know,
well, I was just gonna say, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was in the Jamaica with Sam Bank. Friedman. I love how his middle name is Bank.
Round the horn, we go.
Here we go.
Start up top. Uncle Brad, what you got? What you got,
Lanny?
I
just got me some Colorado Kool-Aid here. Hey. Got me some Coors Banquet beer.
Wow. Fresh brewed in Morrison, Colorado.
Nice.
I went by that factory last summer when I went to Joe B at Red Rocks, man. That was cool.
But I'm also kind of joining you for a couple of minutes, Feek. I got a little glass.
You going to Brown Town?
Little glass of Bell Mead to splash along with it. So
go to Brown Town. Look out, man. You ain't coming back normal.
I'm going to Clown Town.
later on, Brad's going to forget to hit record.
So we got to give him all the good. We got to give him all the good gusto right now.
All
right. Well, staying on the top, I will piggyback the Brown and stay with it. I'm actually going Maker's Mark tonight. So a little Maker's Mark and ginger.
Nice. How about
very little, very little ginger, by the way. So.
Well, you had E with his
He's got the fucking baddest sweater right there. He's Mr.
Is that a sweater? Is that a sweater?
It's
or
a long sleever. Long sleeve.
Oh, like a Hawaiian shirt with Christmas lights on it.
Or is it
a
button?
That's badass, dude.
Oh, it is button.
Button. Nice.
So, where'd you get that, at Osco?
I think it was something like that. It's actually at a 7-Eleven.
right next to the suicide vest.
The friggin' Haji at the friggin' Quickie Mart. He's like, I'll give you $50 if you sell me that shirt right now. Okay, buddy.
I give you 9-volt batteries to go with.
These Americans will buy anything.
Yeah, and that's pretty much true, man. So what are you drinking, E?
I don't know if I want to say what I'm drinking, to be honest.
Dude, are you drinking like cotton candy vodka?
A fucking fruity beer. He's got a fruit beer, I guarantee.
Come on, E. Give it up.
Are we able to edit homophobic comments, or are they going to be played?
Brad's our guy. He's so much better than Al.
I didn't hear no homophobic, nothing.
Oh, you're starting it, Al. You're like leaning towards.
I just said you had a beer with fruit in it. Why do you think that would insinuate gay beer? You're homophobe.
What do you got, it? What do you got, E? Come on.
I've got grape vodka.
Whoa.
With soda. Grape.
That's well, not that bad.
That could go to the south side real quick. So, I mean, especially grape flavored.
So, like Ripple and.
Yeah. Oh my God!
I didn't even know they had. I know they got every freaking flavor by. I never heard of grape. Who makes grapes? Smirnoff, Pinnacle.
I think this is Three Olives.
Oh, Three Olives. As long as it ain't Skinny Girl, then we'd really have some questions for you.
And then he'll throw it to Sailor Jerry.
So what do you want? Girls. Wait. Before we move on, now, what do you mix with grape vodka?
Soda, so it tastes like
grape soda.
Yeah.
Here, I'm gonna sip my rum down.
Oh man,
sand.
That's too easy. Oh shit.
All right, so
I know you're throwing in some factor stuff there.
Come on, Al, what do you got? It better be something manly.
Oh, I got. Well,
I got the
this.
Sailor.
But I'm
hey,
starting.
Sailor, come on up and see me sometime.
I'm actually starting off with a couple of MGDs because Kathy wanted some, and we're just having.
I never even
MGDs.
See that shit down here, man.
Yeah, look, it's got the new. We already talked about this last time. There's a cool label on it and shit.
That Halloween. It's an eagle. I can't.
It's an eagle.
Like a pumpkin.
I thought it was a pumpkin too.
And I got the Motley Brew Show koozie cup hugging.
Official koozie of the Motley Brew Show. Wow. Yes. Those koozies are everywhere.
There you go. So, anyways, what are you guys all drinking tonight, man? What's going on?
Ah, yes.
Laddie, what do you got? You always got something.
Let's go up top. Let's start in the low country.
City special. I got me some Goose Island. Goose Island IPA.
Oh.
There you go. Pride of the Windy City.
Keep it regular.
One of the pioneers of the craft beer movement. Way back when.
I'm going with my staple, dude. I'm just going with some High Life bottles, man. Long neck.
The champagne of beers.
Yeah, champagne. Rock and roll.
So, there you go. You never dog the High Life, man.
Nah, it's always good, man.
I always dig a bar that serves High Life.
There's not many of them.
You look at some people, if you go into a bar and you're like, do you have High Life? And even the bartender gives you like this blank stare. It's like,
yeah.
Do you not know what the fuck you serve?
Come on, man. If they say no, then you say, can I get a PBR then?
Yeah,
they always say that. Hey,
E, what do you got up there in the Northeast?
Let's talk about his sweater first. What do you got going?
Yeah.
He's the
ugly sweater contest.
Oh my God. Dude, Brad nailed it.
I think E bought $1,000 of gift cards at Walmart and they gave him the sweater. It was
kind of free. Yeah, it's part of the deal.
Yeah, that definitely looks like a freebie. That's cool, though. You got the ugly sweater on.
He's got the sweater going, man. Nice. Well, no, he's got the vest. That's even more like tacky Christmas.
Yeah, it's not really a total sweater. It's,
you know. Or you could be
the
like
Christmas
the annoying
suicide
fucking
vest.
Yeah. That's the. Just,
watch out. Podbean will be calling us.
That's the holiday suicide vest.
Yeah.
But, or you could be like the annoying broad in the office that wears like just a plain red sweater vest. And then she like puts a bunch of like ornaments on there. And like fucking people just cringe when she like walks by and you're like, oh God, she's going to stop and talk to us.
She's going to do these with the ornaments.
Jingle. What are you drinking, E?
Okay, I'm afraid to.
Oh man, God. He's got some flavored pussy vodka.
Yeah.
Oh, those are High Noons, right?
Passion Fruit High Noon.
Passion Fruit.
Mm.
That's Al Golden.
Yeah, I know.
My dear, hey, it's the Christmas special. I'm not going to go off on you, but later.
What?
I'm going to call you later.
Yes, I know. I'm expecting the call.
Based on the text that you were sending earlier, I could tell you're ready to go at me tonight. I'm gonna take the high road tonight, man.
He was just priming himself up.
And high noon.
All right.
There we go. So
that's like sweet. A seltzer then. Right?
Hi, neighbor.
Because we got high in several different manners here. High road.
I thought you got high at noon and you started drinking.
Because he got high.
Because he got high.
He was going to have a cocktail, but then he got high.
And then he bought the gayest beer he could find because he got high.
He went
now
there.
He's got his pants down to his knees, and he don't
and
know
I
why.
I know why. Why, man?
Because he got high. Because he got high. Because he got high.
He's like, what the fuck, guys?
I just rescinded Frank's invitation to the wedding.
Hey, man, I'm already like 5-6 bills.
Too late,
pal.
I'm going to cut to the chase and say, what are you guys drinking tonight? I'm
going
to
go
first. I'm going to go first.
What do you got, Holmes?
I seen E's emails earlier. I know he's going to wail on me, but I'm starting off with Sailor Jerry's tonight. So.
Oh, Jerry.
Look out, guys. Here I come. I'm going to apologize right now for anything I'm about to say later.
The disclaimer has been levied.
He's going to be rum-dumb in about 30 minutes.
I'm going to be. I know it. But
it's okay. That's why people like rum. Sneaks up on you and you start doing goofy shit. You know?
That is 100% true, man.
Rum-dumb. Well, E, what you got? Come on. Give it up.
I've got the... Al's going to kill me again.
Oh, no. I'm not saying anything.
Blueberry vodka.
Holy shit. Blueberry?
Blueberry.
How come it's not blue, though? It looks clear.
It looks kind of blue.
No.
Yeah.
He found his thrill.
Oh,
Blueberry Hill.
Good thing it's not blue. What if it was Blue Balls vodka?
I can see him drinking Blue Balls.
Hey, yeah. E, we'll let you slide with Blue
Balls. It's probably a remedy of some sort. You got Blue Balls.
Yeah, it might be an aphrodisiac or something. Who knows? You never know.
Laddie, what you drinking?
I got the local stuff again. I got some Hang 11 from Side Hustle.
Side Hustle, baby.
Hey, nice. a new thing on Side Hustle. They are going to be opening a brewery in an old bank or a closed bank. It was one of the Bank of America banks, and they're going to be part of like some restaurants and like a band stage and stuff like that. Ooh. So they're going to have...
On the island?
Yeah, right on the island, on the south end, right on Pope Avenue.
Ooh.
And it's going to be open this summer, and this is kind of like a little mini money segment, E. Once they're up and running, it's going to be a cashless venue where you swipe a card. And I already sent like a post on Facebook saying, I can't wait to open an account at this bank. So that leads me to think with the BrewCoin, I mentioned it yesterday at Side Hustle that if you guys are doing cashless, you got to have like a swipe card that people can buy or a gift card. And maybe you can call it like BrewCoin. And I just threw that out there to him. So we got to trademark that right away.
Yeah.
It's already been trademarked. And by the way, I did not recommend Bank of America on the money segment because I knew it was going to tank. And thankfully, it tanked into a brewery.
Yeah, dude, you told me to buy Bank of America a year ago, and I did.
That was you. He never said it to us.
He told me I bought Bank of America a year ago because he told me. Now, I know I have seen it crashing, but I didn't know you knew, you fucker.
I set you up.
What's everybody drinking tonight, boys?
Happy All right, on with this train wreck. Way to go, Al. Way to steer the ship, Captain.
I'm going to start off, and I'm having Sailor Jerry's. I'm starting off. That's it. Next. Go next.
Al's drinking a pink squirrel. Don't let him fool you. Tell me.
I got the big red cup. All right.
Fill you up. What do you got, E? When the sun go down.
Well, literally, I was at Quinn's Pub for three hours prior.
Irish happy hour. Yeah, starts at noon. Pub.
So I had to, like, throttle down and go with Bud Light at this point. Because that's more like hydrating right now.
Well, you really throttle it down with that stuff.
I'm hydrating with Bud Light.
What were you drinking at the Irish Saloon? Some Jameson or?
Tanqueray, Fireball. Jägermeister.
Holy shit, dude.
All in one glass.
Yeah.
You better grab a bucket and keep it in that closet.
Yeah.
In case you got a fucking yak.
Well, the ball gag and all the rest of the stuff's in the bucket, I think.
And I'm wearing a Hurley shirt in case I have to hurl.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you guys notice that in the closet there where he opened the door up earlier? And he had one foot out of the closet. If you look down, the other foot was on a banana peel.
Oh, boy.
He's coming out of the closet tonight, I think, you guys. Hey, it's okay. We all know.
He is not going to let you live it down for last time, man. He's still peeved about that. You know it. He's seething
up there. Yeah. Hey, people are starting to call me Rizzo, guys.
I know. That's why.
Hey,
trust me.
That means someone's listening.
wait for the podcast from Block Island because Hell will be dressed in pink.
Sailor Rizzo.
Yeah.
Why don't you come up and see me sometime, Sailor?
Get like a nautical Rizzo kind of outfit.
Well, he could always flip his collar up on his white blouse.
Anyway, what you got in the cup over there, Captain Feek?
Well, I'm back in Brown Town, gentlemen. So I got me some wild turkey and ginger ale. So yeah, so and you know, wild turkey's a little on the stronger side, so it won't take me long to get into fucking very very slap happy mode. Which
nice. You know. Well, I'll be walking down that crooked alleyway with you. I got me some wood for here. I got me a little bourbon and
look out, we got two down in Brown Town tonight. Look out.
Yeah, I heard Frank was a gobbler.
Oh, yeah. Takes one to know one, E. Oh!
Were you a gobbler's knob for the, Punxsutawney Phil where they rip that rat out of a hole and wake him up and tell everybody there's six more weeks of winter?
I'm going to go there next year. I'm going to podcast live from that next year. I swear
Punxsutawney.
To God.
Punxsutawney, PA.
Hey, didn't the mayor of New York or the governor, Cuomo, didn't he go down there and drop the thing? He killed it? Cuomo went to the, that wasn't Punxsutawney, it was the other one. He went there and he pulled it, and the thing like freaked him out, and it jumped out of his hands and hit the stage and died. And
damn, man.
Man.
Did a header.
Oh, no. Nice going.
Did you say Governor Cuomo?
No, I said Cuomo. You get your mind out of the gutter.
I might be an edit. There might
get
be
your
an
mind
edit.
Out of the closet, E.
I'm in the closet.
I know, but you know what's going on. Brad, you know what you didn't say is what you got in the grinder tonight. What you smoking, Hoss?
Oh, the grinder, we've got the Starburst.
Oh, you got some Starburst. Nice.
Nice. Peachy? Island strawberry. Tropical flavors.
I was gonna say strawberry.
That's citrusy.
Good. All right. Well, guys.
Flavored weed. Gotta love it. Cheers.
Welcome to the Motley Brew Show, everybody.
Cheers and Mazel Tov, as our good friends say. And we'll get to them down the road. Don't worry.
All right. So, dude, what are you guys drinking tonight, man?
I got mine.
Hey, I'll just start it off. I had some Rolling Rocks, and I put them out, and I was sitting there looking at them. And I'm like,
Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what?
I like a Rolling Rock tonight. Once in a while.
So I got the big red cup, and I'm on the Sailor Jerry's tonight. So,
hey, Sailor, come on up and see me sometime. Right?
Hell's out of the blocks quickly. He wants to get this going.
I do. I want to get this segment over. What you got, lady?
Al thinks this is going to go in like 3.5 minutes. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I'll join you with the rum dum. I've got the local Solera Hilton
Head. Hey, look at that, Hilton Head.
Rum right there.
Right.
Yeah.
I got me a little sliced blood orange and a little soda to go with it. Boom.
What kind of rum is yours, Brad? Is it just a regular dark rum?
It's just not just a standard dark rum.
Okay, so it's not a spiced rum like Al's drinking.
Nope.
How about that?
Look, this has an anchor. It's an anchor, not a clanker.
Nice.
Was that
or not an anchor clanker?
Was that the Hoistblau's anchor?
That's the the USS Hoistblau, docked in Hilton Head Marina. So both you guys are in Brown Town, literally.
What you drinking over there?
You know what? I feel we have quite a few, so it's light. You can drink like 80 of these and feel fine.
All right. It has a third less calories than the regular beer.
Yeah.
And it's less filling, and it tastes great too.
Yeah, so
what do you got, Miller Lite?
Pilsner.
From
Milwaukee. Oh, wow. Yeah.
You must be watching you must be going fitted. Are you going to get fitted for your tux this week? That's why you're watching your calories?
Next week.
He just bought a new Speedo he's got to fit in for the summer.
I thought he was wearing like a lavender tux with like a ruffled shirt.
Yeah, that's for my prom, and I had one of those.
Johnny Fish in the King Notes. Here I am.
I went to the beach. I went to the beach with E one time. Dude, he's the typical dude. He's got the fucking Speedo, the black socks pulled up to his knees with the sandals.
Come on, don't let him rip you like that.
He's got the white shit on his nose and shit. He sits under the tree.
Wow, we're starting already out. We didn't even get through our first 5 minutes of the episode here.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So what do you have?
You know what, Al? It's on like Guantanamo, okay?
All right, Frank, what you got over there?
All right,
he's
Al.
He's got like a boat paddle in his glass.
Yeah,
there.
What's in the cup?
This is actually a White Sox swizzle stick that I got from the stadium club years ago when I went to a Sox game. I grabbed a bunch of these and I stuck them in my drawer, so I use them for like, you know, swizzling. But
he stuck them in his drawers to get them out.
He stole it out of Hawk Harrelson.
I stuck 12 of them up my sphincter until I got out of the park and got back to the car.
Only 12?
Just like you guys, I'm in Brown Town. So I'm back I'm back on the bourbon trail, suckers. So I'm doing a little bourbon and ginger. All right,
cool. Well, brew to you guys.
And obviously, if this thing takes a wild turn, you'll know why. So, yes, brew to you, and brew to everybody that listens to this show, and thank you for listening. And if you do listen, please tell your friends, give us a follow, give us a holler once in a while.
We do this at the end, so.
Yeah, we could do it all the time. We need to do it more.
Anyway, what are you guys having tonight?
I got a funny story.
Al's got a funny story. What are you guys drinking tonight? Al wants to get this shit over with in a minute, and here we are 20
minutes. Here, I'll go first. I got some tequila.
All right, boom, tequila, next.
Yeah, some 1800 with a little splash of ginger. That's it. Just for carbonation's sakes. So,
I got nothing right now. I got to go get it again.
Whoa. Wow. All right.
Dude, haven't you learned you got to make something up, man?
Yeah. What's the matter with you?
I got some Polish vodka.
From Poland Springs. Yeah.
We'll let him go last and he can make up another one.
Yeah.
Al, what do you got?
My brother-in-law came over to my house for the first time in like a year because he hasn't been doing so well.
Right.
And we had a barbecue, and he brought me a bottle of he thought I, you know, he knows I drink Sailor Jerry, but he couldn't remember the name. So look what he got me.
He got Admiral Nelson.
Oh, God.
that's what he got me. That's like Sailor Jerry's like stepson or something.
Yeah.
and you know what he said to me? He goes,
is that like Wisconsin's version? Of Sailor Jerry's.
It's like Schomburg's version.
That's White Hen's version.
Yeah.
This shit's only 70 proof. The Sailor Jerry's is like 93.
Oh, well, then you can drink a lot of it then.
Yeah. So he goes, He goes, Canty goes, oh, no, he drinks Sailor Jerry. And he goes, and Karen, his wife, goes, see, I told you it wasn't Admiral fucking Nelson's. He goes, well, I knew it was some kind of rum with a gay a sailor on it. That's what he said.
I think I'm you like, can nice. See the sunken Admiral Nelson ship.
It's Major Assbanger Nelson. That's what he's drinking. edit.
So that's what I'm having, man.
Oh, man.
That's all right. Well, hey, man, so hey, we're getting there. Brad, what do you got, man?
I got me some New Belgium. I got some more Voodoo Ranger stuff again. Got Woo! The Atomic Citrus here. Got Eddie on the can with his
nice. You know what? As long as there's a creepy gothy looking guy like that on your end.
Yeah.
You know.
And I got one in my little Brucho koozie can.
Ooh, yeah, wow. Quasi koozie with the sticker over it.
I just kept saying we're gonna need a bigger boat.
Yeah. Actually, you were saying Friday night we're going to need a bigger bar.
Yeah. We're going to need more bottles.
Dude, that was class act all the way, buddy. That's why we call you Max Winchester. I'm just going to throw this out there for the listeners. He had a fucking plane buzzing the wedding.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that a little later.
Yeah, we'll get into that. This guy is a baller. Pulled out all the stops.
Man, dude. I don't even know where to begin with this whole thing.
How about about let's begin with raise him up. Max Winchester, E. Hauser.
Hoist them.
You are the man.
Hoist them, motherfuckers.
All right, everybody, rise up, everyone. Rise.
Oh, my God. Look at this guy. It's a whaler rise.
You're the man, D.D.
Nice. Cheers to one and all. Happy weekend, everybody. We're going to go around the horn.
Yeah, what's everybody drinking?
Well, we know E's got the whaler rise. IPA.
Right, nice. And you know, so obviously for those that don't know, like I wouldn't have known before last weekend, Whaler is a local brew up there in the Rhode Island area.
And
very good.
One.
Very That's tasty. Good. It's got good a little stuff. Twinge of citrus in it. And I actually had one in the airport before I left on Monday because Melissa, she got us in the little Delta lounge and she's like, hey, have a drink. And I'm like, well, fuck. I'm like, you know, I thought I was going to drink Monday. I was like, what the hell? I've drank the last 4 days. What's one more day?
Yeah, so, that's what I kept telling
myself. So, Feek, what are you drinking now?
I got a Bloody Mary and a Whaler before I left town. But for tonight, I'm back to the brown. We got some bluegrass Kentucky bourbon and a little ginger ale. But the ginger ale I got this really cool ginger ale. I got it in the... you know, where they sell like
is it
all
Canfield's?
The mixers. No, dude, it's called Red Rock.
Schweppes?
It's called Red Rock. Yeah, what? No, it's sold with all those guys. It's like a Schweppes. Little six pack of like those little round bottles, but it's called Red Rock Ginger Ale. Really good. It's got a
Hydrox.
You can taste the ginger. Al, what do you got? Come on. You're cracking up over there.
No, I'm just starting off Sailor Jerry's tonight. I feel good.
I thought you were finishing off Admiral Nelson.
No, I did. Yeah.
Major that Nelson.
Hey, Brad, remember that bottle of Calypso we saw Thursday night when we were out?
Yes.
That was like some local bottom shelf rum.
All right, Laddie, what do you got?
I got me some Sierra Nevada tonight. I got some Powder Day IPA.
Oh, he went all across on the other side of the country. Nice.
Well, they're in North Carolina now, too.
What? I thought they were out in San Fran. Hey, boys.
They are West Coast and now North Carolina.
Hey, Brad,
I like the hoppiness. I like the it's like the buds in the can.
Speaking of buds, what do you have in the grinder over there, lad?
Lake Effect Snow.
I think I got Szechuan shrimp in the grinder.
How about you, E? What you got? Oh, we already know what he's got. He's got rise.
He's got the Whaler rise.
I think we made the What You Drinking segment in less than 3 minutes.
See?
Cheers, boys.
Good. Now we got 12 minutes to fuck around, right?
Hey.
So, like we normally get started, we go around the horn to see what everybody drinks.
Let's do it. What you drinking,
Frank? Let's get the formalities out of the way. All right, so we'll start up top. Brad, you're in the wine
cellar. No, Al said, Feek, you go.
Well, I'm going back to my tried and true, a little Bird Dog and ginger tonight. And so we're back in Brown Town, suckers, so look
Bourbon
out.
Train.
All right. Next.
Laddie? Laddie, all right. What do you got over there?
I'm trying out a new product tonight, but not from the new company. We got some Sweetwater products here tonight. We got the Sweetwater Gummies Tropical IPA.
Nice name.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Sweetwater is, for those of you that don't know, that's Atlanta's, you know, obviously their big brew here, kind of like Chicago has Goose Island. Funny you guys, and I'll just throw this in real quick.
Is, 420 is their main brew, like if you right. see everywhere.
420 is their flagship beer.
Yeah,
but
this one here, stop stealing my thing. This is my drink.
I'm just adding to the thing. Finish.
Oh,
finish,
yeah,
it.
Laddie.
Finish and I will add.
Remind me to kill you
remember
later.
Last week, Feek took your minute, Senator Al, on the rum.
I'm reclaiming my time. That time, yeah.
No, anyway, I just thought let me try out one of these. These are in the big 19-ounce can too. So this is a big one here, clocking it at 9.5%. So I'm
beer and
just
a half.
Got one. Right on, so man. this is just a trial thing here.
And then he dropped a real gummy in there.
Yeah. All right, what were you going to add to this?
Namo.
No, you said what were you going to add to it?
I was going to say. About a year ago, the Sweetwater Gang, they were purchased by the Tilray Company, the company in Canada that, you know, smokes the weed and packages that up and stuff, and which I found kind of bizarre. They kind of got their hand in a few things now. They actually brought up Tilray,
Speaking of weed in Canada, I wish they'd put their freaking fires out, man. They're wrecking our whole summer down here with all that smoke and shit, man.
Too many campers. Yeah, we could go on another episode on that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What do you got, E? What do you got over there?
Come on, E.
Well, the distinguished gentleman from the Quahog State on New England is drinking something from Texas, Tito's Vodka.
Yeah.
From Austin, Texas.
Tito's.
Brought back some Texas here.
See, we weren't lying about E being on secret assignment in Texas. He was.
We don't know where he was, and we can't.
Give me a T for Texas, and give me a T for Tito.
Maybe he was hanging with the Tito's people.
I did see a video of E in Texas, and it looked to me like he was carrying around that nuclear football. I don't know what that was about. I'm not even sure if we're supposed to talk about that.
I think I just saw like three midgets in cowboy boots, but that's all I got on that one.
That's his security detail. Yeah.
All right,
like
Al, what do you got?
ZZ Top midgets.
I just got Sailor Jerry's. All right, let's finish it. Yay!
Hey, Brad, can you hold up that beer again?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. The gummies.
It looks like colors that Al really likes. He prefers.
Oh, it looks like a Dr. Seuss book. Doesn't it look like a Dr. Seuss book?
Those are like fruity colors, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a total Dr. Seuss cover. Sam, I am. Drink this gummy can.
Yeah. Definitely. So, hey, what's everybody drinking tonight?
All right.
All right, Brad.
Good sound effect.
We know Brad's got a can of some sort.
Yeah, what do you got, laddie? What do you got?
All right.
I got some fresh beer from Guate. Myrna brought me back some beer from a brewery not that far from there. It's Cervecería 14, the brewery.
Let's see the
14.
Can, Holmes.
Yeah, it's
this one's one of their IPAs here.
Is that a guy holding something? What is that?
It looks like the Black Power fist, but it's a
it's
can
the fist with the bottle opener.
Oh, it's a fist with the bottle.
Like an iron fist.
That's cool, man.
And then I just had this ale here.
The pinche pende.
When you finish that, does that mean you got fisted?
Yeah.
Ooh.
He got feisty.
Right out of the gate, man.
He got
welcome back, man.
He got feisted.
Usually he does that shit to me, but going after Laddie early. All right. I see what kind of night it's going to be.
Here, check this one out. Here's Shalita Linda. You got the nice little girl in jail here.
Oh, she's behind bars.
Oh, look at her. She looks like a dirty rat, and you know why she's there.
Yep.
And you know how she's going to get out.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, man.
In the words of Nob, stop sucking.
Oh, no, We kind of knew where you were going. I don't know if you're going to say that.
Fisted.
Or as they say in E's neck of the woods, wicked fisted. Wicked fisted.
All right. What are you fisting over there, Peaky?
All right. I've actually gone south of the border again. I got some tequila. I don't know. I was in a tequila mood. And I got these really cool seltzers. They're like, it's like a citrus ginger. So I was like, I'm going to try it. And it's very tasty. It goes good with the tequila. And I squeezed, obviously, a shit ton of limes in there. So, you know, I'll get real loopy real quick and stuff. I like, you know what? If I'm not going anywhere, I love getting fucking jacked on tequila. You know?
Yeah, you got to
dance with the wrong girl.
I mean, all I got to do is fucking make it behind me later on. That's about it. Literally. Oh, what about you, E? What do you got going there, kid?
Oh, I'm going for the high alcohol content.
Yeah?
The Captain's Daughter.
Captain's Daughter? Where's that from?
It's got all kinds of little young girls. From
Well, she's nice. Pretty... She's a seaman.
She looked...
It kind of looks like the Land O'Lakes girl, but she moved out to the coast and she got...
She looks... you know what? Here, let's dispel everything right now so nobody turns us in. She looks of age.
Oh, she definitely is of age. You
that's
can't
good
be
enough.
On a, you cannot be on a beer can unless you're at least 18.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Ask the St. Pauli girl. All
yeah,
right?
Yes. Her every nice. single day, the St. Pauli girlfriend is her birthday.
I got to look at it. I think it's from Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. So it's up from your neck of the woods.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice, guys.
All right. And rounding it out.
Another train wreck is on the books. Keep on the lookout for more episodes of The Motley Brew Show.